Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
And we're back with another episode of Lending Forward. You've got me, Hannah McManus, today, and I'm here with one of my favorite regional managers at Atlantic Bay, Ms. Nelda Kales. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Hannah.
It's been a hot minute since we've had you on, but I'm super excited. And for the listener base that hasn't heard your episode or they're not familiar with your name yet, do you mind giving us just a little bit of a background on you?
Sure. So, Hannah, I've been with Atlantic Bay for the past 8.5 years. Prior to that, I've been in mortgage for a little over 20 years. I've worked at big box retail lenders and finally made my way to the independent mortgage bank space and got a call from Atlantic Bay about the Eastern North Carolina market. I currently live in New Bern and was asked to come head up and lead a market that had two people at that time in Wilmington and Myrtle Beach. And of course, I lived in New Bern. To where we are now, I manage Raleigh to the coast of North Carolina, down in South Carolina coast as well. We have over 30 mortgage bankers and have a really phenomenal team, highly productive. And it just had some really great success here over the past 8.5 years. So super excited about where we're going and really excited about where we are right now.
I'm really excited about where you are right now too. And I love your team. And so I know we're all really proud of you and we're really proud of what's happening in the Coastal Carolinas, but I do want to ask, 2 to 30 in 8 years is, it's a big accomplishment, but I think what's even bigger is what we don't talk about very often is the amount of families that those 30 people have served. And the fact that a lot of the markets that you all are in are the top five. You guys are the top five purchase lender in that market. And I think that's something to be really proud of. But what are you most proud of in those 8.5 years or in the 8.5 years that you've been here?
So, you know, one of the things as a leader that you want to be proud of most is of your people. And I agree with you. I look at some of these smaller markets. These are markets where you think, should you even go into that market? And these are markets like, you know, Goldsboro and Rocky Mount and Roanoke Rapids. These are, you know, literally small towns. And I'm most excited that we're able to serve small communities and serve really well. Out of the 10 MSAs that we're in, we are top five in 5 of those. And I think that just comes with really solid people doing great, great work. And it comes from people caring about what they do. So really proud of what the team has been able to accomplish. And, you know, this last year, I was given an award from the company, to be the most inspirational leader of the year. And that was a new award. I'm not proud of that because of me. I'm proud of that because of my people. I think, you know, to be seen as someone who's inspiring, you have to be inspired by the people that you're around. So, you know, I don't mean that in a way that to brag. I mean that because when I talk about that award, it's a reflection of my people and what they do for me and how they inspire me to keep pushing and giving more. I'm really proud that I get the opportunity to build and grow and be strategic with the leadership of our company. We're not a deep heavy bench; we're a wide heavy bench, and that means I get the opportunity to have feedback and give feedback about where things are going and the impact that it makes on our mortgage banker team. So, I'm just excited about the role that I get to play in helping our mortgage bankers create a big business for themselves and the pride that I have in how it impacts their families and the families that they serve.
I love that. And I think you touched on something that, you know, I think is so powerful, is just like the impact that everything has on the mortgage banker. I think all of us are, you know, taking this last year and kind of looking into the future, and we're going, oh my gosh, like we're a little burnt out, we're a little tired. But I want to go even further back, because you and I talked about this earlier, and I think we have forgotten about how hard 2020 was and 2021 was. It was hard on a different scale, and it was a different hard, but you led your team through that hard. You've then led your team through the hard of, you know, 2023, 2024. And now we're going to go into a new hard of 2025 and beyond. So yep. Let's take a step back. And I want to go into 2020, pandemic hitting, all-time low interest yep. rates. I mean, what was that like as a leader? And how did you keep your team strong and motivated and just going?
Yeah. One of the things I think was super important in 2020 is visibility. And you think it makes you think, well, how could visibility be important? You weren't allowed to see each other. You weren't allowed to do anything. We got really friendly and really good at Zoom really fast. And to the extent that we used it with customers. And it's changed the way we do business today. Every call I get from someone internal in our company, my camera comes on. And it's because I miss that face-to-face interaction. I think we draw on connection when we're face-to-face. I think connections got greater during COVID because you were forced to connect on a different level. We lost some things during COVID, that office day-to-day banter and hearing somebody down the hallway work out a problem. And so you do have to work harder at sharing that. So in 2020, it was creating meetings, having everybody tell what their wins were, taking a break to have some fun, even if it is on Zoom, from things like, you know, mixer afternoons to game nights with the team to family night, sending things out like popcorn to the team. So staying really focused and being engaged, even at that point, was important. The funny thing about 2020 versus now is we all made a lot more money at that time, right? So, but I was listening to a speaker a few weeks ago, and he said, raise your hand if you remember 2020. And, you know, everybody raised their hand. He said, you guys weren't happy then either, you know? And so it does give you some perspective. I have been in the business since 01. And I honestly don't remember a time that we've had this long of a hard stretch. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was hard, and now it's hard different going into now. I remember basically August of 2022. When everything came truly to a screeching halt, like it just, the rates went up and it was like, whoa, what's going to happen? And so I think, you know, leading people through that and keeping people in the mindset of abundance, helping people pivot, helping people not be dependent on just one pillar of business is really where we've been growing and kind of stacking on. And I think that's kind of where we're going in the future too. So, I mean, you've probably noticed over the last 6 months, 12 months, many, many more mortgage bankers and mortgage lenders are on socials. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, the next generation of buyers, which is, you know, a large amount of millennial buyers, is where they're looking first and shopping first. So I definitely think we're in a moment of change. And definitely the time is now to be feeling that. The great thing about that is there's no longer a need to wait for rates to come down, because I do believe you can create your own avenue of business. It's just not what you're used to. And I think opportunity, there's tons of opportunity right now, despite what the market conditions are.
I could not agree more. Obviously, you and I get very hyper about certain topics, social media being one of them. But yeah. I agree. And I think there's this, there's a shift happening, right, in the industry. And I think we can all feel it. And it's, you know, what side of the shift do you want to be on? Do you want to be, you know, the person who's going to push back or the person who's going to push through, right? So do you want to keep pushing back on, you know, social or finding other avenues of referral partners? I think, you know, with the NAR lawsuits and, you know, what's going to happen there. And I think there's just a huge shift that's going to create a ton of opportunity for lenders. And I'm curious how you're kind of, how are you preparing your team for that? For that shift.
Yeah. So interestingly enough, I do a couple of sales rallies a year. And 3 years ago, I started talking to the team about sourcing other business in conjunction with real estate agents, right? So, you know, a few years ago, builder business was not what it is today. And I think the thing to remember is all things come as a cycle. Mm-hmm. And we are in a cycle now where, you know, real estate agents have their own thing going on, their own shift happening. my goal is to help mortgage bankers to be able to withstand any market condition, because I believe that it can. So when somebody says, oh, that's a hard market or the economy is this, my team will tell you that I usually say, I don't subscribe to that. So I'm trying to really empower and influence our team to find multiple avenues of business. And so the first one that is super important to me is, I call it a fan base, because a database is nothing but data. A fan base are people that love you already, and you absolutely should be able to talk to those people, have regular check-ins, and be able to source business for them. They're already your fan once. All you have to do is work with them after the close. And so, you know, getting our team to start, you know, using that. A lot of people will say, oh yeah, I have a database or I need a good CRM. If you're not calling on it, nothing's going to happen, you know? So
data is nothing without is nothing. Action.
And so that's why I attach it to fan base, because I want people to see it as those are people, it's not data, it's people. I think the future of sourcing business too is, you know, we all look at our business holistically and we go, I should be working with attorneys and CPAs and financial advisors and things like that, or business to business. I should be calling on the local dentist office or the And I think it was fine to maybe not do that because you were probably busy enough. The truth is that we need more ways to get to the client first. Not that real estate agents are not always going to be a part of our business, but we need to be in control of our own business and source our own business and build a business that lasts, regardless of how and what's happening in the industry. The other thing is, what we've seen is we've got to get to a larger number of clients first, because if you're working with a set number of agents and agents are cycling out of the business or things are changing, you're always going to be on the hunt for more agents, training new agents, working with new agents. So you've got to be looking for other sources of business that can get to you, that allow you to still support agents. In fact, you'll be able to support agents in a greater way. The one thing real estate agents want is more leads. Mm-hmm. So finding a way to source them and get them to us is going to even enhance that realtor relationship, but it's going to give you more opportunity at the business than just the realtor builder traditional way.
For sure. And I love your fan base. I feel like we could, it just makes so much sense. I mean, especially if you think about, you know, after you finish the transaction, and I think every loan officer in America does some sort of survey at the end, and how many of your closed clients are going to recommend you or say that they're going to recommend you to a friend. And so imagine if your fan base would recommend them to another fan and you just double down. It's a gold mine if you really think about it. But again, taking action on the data is key. Yeah. So I know we've talked a lot about how you're leading your team through the change, but are you also looking to grow the team? And if so, I mean, how do you recruit and grow in a market like this?
Right. So I think there's a few things. The first thing I want to do is look inside, look at our own team and make sure that we're having conversations with everyone about where they are and how they feel about their business. We have teammates who want to do more, but have maybe lost a sense of sales skills, or because the market is shrunk and the inventory is different and realtors are even struggling to pull clients in. First, it's looking at our own team and figuring out what are the numerous tools we have, or what is the coaching and support that I can provide internally to move them to the next level. So to me, that's growth. It's also retention. There's nothing more important than having people who want to stay here and who mm-hmm. feel the support that we have. The second piece is looking at the region as a whole. You know, just as an example, we have been working on the Raleigh market pretty strategically for about a year now, and we've got some really great opportunities there. The first thing, you know, that you have to do is be able to, as a leader, speak to what your vision is for the market and know, you know, people have to know that you intend to be there and stay there. I think the second thing is people have to get to know you as to who you are, not necessarily who your company is. We have a great company, but they have to really know, like, what's the tone of the leader. Mm-hmm. I remember when I came to Atlantic Bay, I really was happy at my prior company, had no reason to leave, but the recruiter just wasn't going to leave me alone until, you know, he's like, just go meet our people. And when I walked in and met with Brian and Emily and spent the day at Atlantic Bay, I left saying, these people are really serious about the business and they're very committed to mortgage. And they're running the business like a business. And that appealed to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, so much so that I instantly knew, like, this is where I should be. So I think the key is having a sense of transparency about who we are and who we're not. And it's okay. Not everyone will want to be on our team. And that is totally okay. But the key is figuring that out. I'm a very quality over quantity. And we've shown that we're a pretty mighty team with the 30 plus loan officers, mortgage bankers that we've got. And I would put them up against any of the larger regions in our own company or in any other larger region, you know, that's out there. So we're very strategic in what we're trying to do in these markets. We want to be a top five in each of the markets we're in. And, you know, in Raleigh and Charleston and Myrtle Beach are three of those markets that we intend to attack over the next 1 to 3 years.
And I think you said something, you know, just about the people, and I can't remember the numbers, so I'm not going to make any up, but, you know, MMI comes out with data, again, just data, but just numbers, but just the amount of people that are going to be moving this year versus how many have moved last year versus how many calls they're getting on a daily basis. I'm sure you're getting calls too. Mm-hmm. I think we're all getting calls by recruiters at this point, but I think you nailed it on, you have to get to know them. A phone call is not going to do anything. You know, if you don't get along with somebody and they don't match your core values and they don't match the culture, it's really not a fit for anybody.
Right.
And you say something else, and you didn't say it here, but I've heard you say it before. And it's, you know, we want to go deep in our markets. We don't want to go, we know where we want to be and we know where we don't want to be. And you really do want to go deep in the market that you know, and you're confident that we can serve those families.
Right. It's really important to me too. We've had folks who want to come and maybe be a sole person in a market. And so we really look at that strategically as well. If we don't think that we can support that, we may love that person, but we love them enough to say it's not the right time, or we need to get you other teammates first. Because we want people to feel, if you're going to be here, you got to feel what it's all about and be supported. And if not, then it's not the right, may not be the right time or right fit. You know, one of the things I like to do, or kind of one of the premises of my leadership style, is it doesn't matter to me, like, what your volume is or where you're at with volume. I don't push people to do a set amount of volume. I mean, you got to meet minimums and just, you got to do what you got to do. But if somebody's happy producing in their volume, they still have to be willing to grow. One of the tenets of my leadership is you have to be willing to grow and develop, which means you have to be willing to move yourself forward from a development space, even if that means because of your, you know, personal family life, you're happy making the amount of money you make, whatever. All of that's great, but you have to show up and be part of the team, be part of the, you know, be part of developing and be part of pouring into yourself, or letting me pour into you and being a part of that. Like, it's forced, right? So it's like, it's forced, but you have to agree to it. So, and if you don't, that's okay. I want people who want the value that I'm out there striving to give every day.
Mm-hmm. And you just recently branded yourself.
I did.
I saw that come through. And so talk to me a little bit about Anchored in Motion.
Oh, awesome. So Anchored in Motion has been kind of like a passion project kind of back in the back of my mind. And as we've talked over the past year and mortgage bankers have talked over the past year about personal branding, I thought this was an excellent time to bring that forward. So Anchored in Motion to me is kind of a mix of one, for those of you who don't know, I like to run. I'm not a runner by a high school run. That was not me. I became a runner in my 30s when I figured out I needed to do something to stave off weight. And I did that with other 30-year-old women. So running has become, you know, a little passion of mine. It's a love-hate relationship. So that's motion. Motion for me is also moving to the next step, always progressing, always kind of looking forward, moving forward, and just having this passionate optimism and being able to push forward. So Anchored in Motion to me is about that. And that is my personal brand. I think somewhere down the road, I'll be able to, you know, to use that for other things. But y'all may have noticed I've got the hat and I've got the t-shirt, and it just means something to me. And I think that over time, it will kind of come out that I'll be able to create some masterminds and some groups around what Anchored in Motion is and means to me. So thanks for
asking. I love it. I think when I saw it come out, I was like, yep, that's Nelda. It makes total sense once you get to know you. So I loved it. I got very excited when I saw it. So I do like to give listeners some actionable takeaways, if I can, from every episode. And I mean, you're leading 30 mortgage bankers, and I know we have a lot of other ones that listen. So what's, you know, one to two things that you're telling your team to do to kind of level up their game, or, you know, get a new a referral source, or, you know, what's one to two things that you think every mortgage banker should be doing today to prepare for the future?
The first thing I would do immediately is perfect your process. You truly need to be looking from a loan officer's perspective. You know, from the process, you want to create a process where people think of you in the beginning. That's going to come with some time. You have to play the long game with that. But if you, from point of sale to end, I think everyone has this opportunity right now to perfect that. And I don't mean I communicate every week on Tuesday. I think you're going to really have to one up. As we look at, you know, first of all, no one should be afraid of AI. AI hopefully will make things a lot better for those who are willing to adopt it. But I don't want to live in this space where AI can replace things. And so how you not be replaced is you need to work your best process. Also work other lead sources other than just the traditional sources. If you're not on social creating your brand and telling people who you are, I think the number is something like over 70% of the buyers over the next, you know, 20 years are going to be millennial buyers. They're not shopping on Google. They're shopping on Insta. They're shopping on TikTok. They're shopping on, so, you know, and that doesn't mean you have to do a dance and point and do fingers, but you have to be an educator. So embrace the fact that you got in this business to educate and use your education to build your success. Do those two things right now. Your fan base is easy. Anyone you meet should become part of your database/fan base. And find ways to use and connect with that. And I don't mean putting them on an automatic journey that's like, yeah, I email my fan base every however many months. I mean true connection. Do things for your fan base that has them attached to you, and make sure they know what you do and that you work by referral and that you'd like them, you know, that you would like to connect with them and help friends and family of theirs. Do not put the greatest compliment you can give me is a referral. Do not do that. The last thing is, you know, I do feel, and I've said this to you, Hannah, I think there is a somewhat of a seismic shift happening underneath us, but we don't feel it because things feel the same. And we know that we're thinking rates are going to come down next year and things like that. So we're thinking it's all going to be fine when we get to next year. I think the business is changing underneath us. And I think a lot of that is going to require the mortgage banker and loan officer to do some things differently and to source business differently. So I get excited about that because I think the strong will survive. But I really would ask, you know, if you're in the mortgage business and you're thinking seriously about where your future is, you really got to look at your process and how you're sourcing business today.
That's great. I think that was more than I could have asked for. So that was fantastic. Well, we can't let you leave because we always ask everybody the same question at the end. So we are, call it halfway through the year. We've got another half to go. How are you going to lend it forward for the rest of 2024?
So I've committed to helping educate, you know, outside of my team as well. I have started to make myself available to any mortgage banker who's just really curious about wanting to bounce some things off of me. And I'm lending it forward with my team. I have committed to reading every possible book that I can find or that is being given to me about marketing and where we're going in the future of the industry. I believe that it's my job to be the researcher and to be the person who kind of goes first. And I did a post the other day, Simon Sinek talked about leaders take the risk first. And I think that's really where I want to lend it forward. I'm willing to go and take the risk first so that I can help plug the way for the rest of everyone to come along. So I'm really excited about that. It's definitely, you know, pushing my limits and causing me to really put some boundaries on the amount of time I can spend on things or the time I can goof off on my phone. But I'm really engaged in just getting better and taking in all the information I can so that I can share it with the team and share it with the industry.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds like you are definitely thinking forward. So I am, I'm really appreciative of you coming on here and kind of sharing some insights with all of our listeners. But I mean, we might have to have you back in 6 months to see how it goes.
I hope we'll have lots to report back on because it's going to be an awesome next half of the year.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.